WTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A fight between two men in Carlsbad last month led to a shooting and five felony charges for the alleged shooter. Police say 19-year-old Wyatt Widener, who said he was on a bender in the days before the incident, opened fire with a handgun on 25-year-old Antonio Tonerbean and 30-year-old Leticia Delgado, hitting Delgado in the foot. Tonerbean was uninjured in the shooting. Widener is charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, unlawful possession of a weapon conversion device, receiving a stolen firearm, and two counts of tampering with evidence. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon, and he was arraigned Monday before District Judge David Finger. And Daniel Johnny Fuentes, 35, of Roswell, was sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to methamphetamine trafficking and weapons charges stemming from a July 2023 raid on his Roswell home. During the raid, officers located nine firearms and about 1,000 grams of pure methamphetamine. At the time, Fuentes was on supervised release following a four-year prison sentence for a 2016 drug trafficking conviction. As a previously convicted felon, Fuentes is prohibited from possessing a firearm and ammunition. There is no parole in the federal system. And Chevron has selected the Permian Basin as home of its first natural gas power project to support growing demands for AI data centers. Chevron said it hopes to bring the power plant online by 2027. The company, one of the biggest producers in the Permian, did not reveal the data center's location or end user. The U.S. Department of Energy said data centers are expected to triple their energy usage by 2028 and account for a minimum of 12% of the nation's electricity consumption. The Chevron power plant is expected to produce 2.5 gigawatts of power, enough energy to power more than 1 million homes, with the potential to double the output. But most of that output will be used to power AI data centers. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.